Finally today, I have something to say about Kevin Ware, the Louisville basketball player who suffered a gruesome injury during an NCAA tournament win against Duke last Sunday. You don't need to have seen the injury itself, a compound fracture of the right tibia, to know that it was awful. All you have to do is look at the faces of the young men on both teams, many of them tearful and filled with shock. Thankfully, Kevin Ware seems to have gotten appropriate medical attention then. He's getting a lot of emotional support now. He seems to be both positive and tough, which is something you need in a situation like this. And it seems entirely possible that he will play again and at a high level. But as we wish him well, let's take a moment to ponder what happens if he does not play again, either because he can't or because he doesn't want to. What happens to all the love from fellow students, university officials, and the basketball program? Can I just tell you, that is why this is as good a time as any to revisit the question of how colleges treat so-called student athletes and what exactly many of the players get out of the whole deal. And no, we're not talking about that shocking video of the Rutgers University men's basketball coach cursing and physically abusing members of his team. That's a whole other conversation. No, today we're focusing on the everyday scandal in big-time college sports that the players who power these teams and who bring people not only to games but to their campuses too often get too little out of the whole experience. Now, many people say that these kids are getting a college education, but come on, we know that too many are not. This year's annual survey of college graduation rates, conducted by the University of Central Florida's Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sports, did show improvement from years past, especially for African-American male basketball players. The graduation rate for them was 65% on average, which is actually better than for black male college students overall. But that still compares to 90% among white players. And for some colleges, the actual number is a miserable 25 or 30%. And let's not forget how many kids are tripped up over NCAA violations for things like selling autographs to get pizza money. Let's also talk about what it takes to graduate. For example, the team Louisville defeated Sunday after Ware's terrible injury, the Duke Blue Devils, regularly manages to graduate most and often all of its elite athletes, black and white and male and female. But we don't often think about what those athletes endure to get there. In an interview with The Blue Zone, a blog that follows Blue Devil sports, former Blue Devil Brian Zubek talked about that. Zubek, a member of the 2010 National Championship team and a history major, had tweeted to question why the previous Sunday's game against Creighton, another school with a strong graduation record, had to start at 9:40 p.m. Why does that matter? It matters, he said, because it meant that the game ended at midnight, followed by 30 minutes of mandatory media availability, and that meant that the team would not leave Philadelphia until around 1:30 a.m. and would not arrive back on campus until after 4 a.m. Zubek said that those who think that Duke students would just forget about class have it exactly wrong. He said they would go to class on Monday and Tuesday because those were the only days they would be able to go. And that's why, he said, students often end the season exhausted, stressed, and physically spent. He added in a tweet, "It's not about money at all, right? What a joke." This is not a brief for paying student athletes. There are, in fact, other ideas. One Florida professor we told you about suggested allowing students to major in their sport in the same way that student actors and musicians can major in their professional interest. But it is simply to say that if we really care about the kids who provide us with so many exciting moments and examples of courage, character, and strength, our support can't end when they leave the court, whether on a stretcher or their own 2 feet. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.